Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chaf Dalet. We begin by the Mishnah about a quarter of the way down, two lines above the start of the white lines. And the Mishnah begins, Kol HaKelim Nitolim L'Tzorech V'Shelo L'Tzorech. All utensils on Shabbos are allowed to be moved. We'll have to define what it means, L'Tzorech, for their need, and Shelo L'Tzorech, and not for their need. The Gemara will have two different opinions as to what this actually means. And then we have the more machmir position, which we've alluded to, of Rav Nechemia in the past, in a couple of previous shiurim, and Rav Nechemia Omer, he's going to be the most machmir opinion, much more machmir than even Rav Yehuda, and certainly more machmir than the opinion of Rav Shimon. These are the three major shittos that we have in Muktza. Rav Nechemia says that you're only allowed to move kelim el litzorach, except for a true need. And the Gemara again will define what this means. So Gemara starts off and asks the obvious question, my litzorach or my shelo litzorach? What exactly does it mean when you say there's allowed to be movement for the need and shelo litzorach, and not for need? So we'll have the opinion of Rabbah, Amar Rabbah. Now that's the girsa that we have on the side. The girsa of the Riff and the Rush say that this should be Abaye. In any event, Rabbah or Abaye, whatever opinion this actually is, says as follows. Amar Rabbah or Amar Abaye, Litzorech, what does it mean when the Mishnah says that you're allowed to move Litzorech? It means Dovar Shemelachto Lehetr. It's talking about a utensil that normally has a permissible use. Let's say, again, we've talked about this already, a knife. So you're allowed to take a knife to cut with. It's a perfectly permissible utensil. You're not doing something wrong with it. So So when you're allowed to move it litzorich, it means litzorich gufo, for its normal usage, for that which it's normally used for. And the language shelo litzorich means a dovish shemalachto leheter litzorich makomo. That means what we call this shelo litzorich, it means you need the place. So the knife is sitting on the chair, and you need to sit on that chair, so you're allowed to move the knife. That's what the opinion of Rabbah or slash Abayi says it means, litzorich and shelo litzorich. That is for a dovish shemalachto leheter, okay? But the dovish shemalachto leisur, something that is not normally used on Shabbos, let's say a hammer, which normally is used to knock in nails, so that would be something that's a malachto leisur. So here it means litzorich, it means litzorich gufo in, if you need to smash open walnuts, so you'd be allowed to use that hammer. However, litzorich makomo lo, but if it was on the chair and you need to sit on the chair, so this opinion, Rabbah slash Abayi's opinion, would say that the Tanakhama is telling us that means only litzorich gufo, but litzorich makomo, no, you wouldn't be allowed to do this. That's the position of the Tanakhama, and along comes Rav Nechemia, even more machmir, but also Rav Nechemia lemeimar, afilu dovish shemalachto leheter. He says even something that's leheter, only allowed to be moved litzorach gufo in, litzorach makomo lo. So you'd only be allowed to use the knife that you use it to cut the meat, only if you need to cut the meat can you move it, but if it's sitting on the chair, and you want to sit on that chair, you wouldn't be allowed to move the knife. That is a very machmir opinion. That is the way Rabbah and Abaye understands our Mishnah, the Tanakhama a little bit more meiko than the very machmir opinion of Rabbi Nechemia. Amalei Rava. Rava doesn't like this. That's why it makes sense that this would be the opinion of Abaye. Rava would argue with Abaye. He wouldn't argue with Rabbah, who was his Rebbe level, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbah were the Rebbeim of Rava and Abaye. So he wouldn't be talking to him in this way. That's why it makes sense, the Girsa of the Riff and the Rush, that this is Abaye. Amalei Rava, because he doesn't speak with a deferential tone. He doesn't say, doesn't the master hold or something like that. So it makes sense that he's talking to Abaye, his Bar Plukta, throughout Shas. I think Rava and Abaye are probably the most common Bali Plukta that we have throughout Shas. In any event, Amalei Rava, Rava tells him, Litzorach Bekomo, when you say that it's called Litzorach Bekomo, Shelo Litzorach Karisle, you're calling this that it's not needed for its place. You're calling that something that Shelo Litzorach? That doesn't make any sense to use that terminology. It's needed for its place, so it should be litzorech. However, therefore, Rava says, Elo Marava, when the Mishnah, the Tanakhama, uses the term litzorech, that means a dovish shemalachto leheter, like the knife that's able to be used to go and cut something. So that you're allowed to move, bein litzorech gufo, whether you're using to cut something, bein litzorech makomo, or you need its place. It's sitting on the chair, and you want to move the knife so you can sit on the chair. That's allowed. That's what litzorich means in the Mishnah. And when the Mishnah says shelo litzorich, you're allowed to move kilo akel mitol litzorich and vishelo litzorich, here the shelo litzorich means vafilu mechama litzel. This kli shemalachto leheter, the knife, is not only allowed to be moved litzorich gufo and makomo, that's for sure. You're allowed to cut meat with it. You're allowed to move it if it's sitting on the chair and you want to sit on the chair. But even mechama litzel, it's sitting out in the sun and it's going to get rusty. It's going to get discolored. It's going to get ruined in some way. It's out in the sun. Even mechama litzel, for the protection of the knife, if it's a dovish shelachto leheter, you're allowed to go and move it. But when the Mishnah says v'dovish shelachto leiser, when it talks about something that is a a utensil, like a hammer that's normally used to knock in nails, that you're only allowed to move according to the Tanakama, Letzorach Gufo, Uletzorach Makomo. And that is the halacha. We've mentioned this many times. Rava is la halacha, that a klisha belachto leisser, such as a hammer that knocks in nails, so you're allowed to move it to go and smash walnuts, or because it's sitting on the chair and you need to sit in the chair, you're allowed to move the hammer. That's called the Tzarech Guf and Tzarech Makom. We've mentioned this many, many times. In, you can move it for that. However, the hammer, if it's going to get ruined where it is, it's going to get wet, let's say from the rain, or the sun is going to discolor it, whatever, mecham letzel, to move it from the sun to the shade, lo. That you're not allowed to move, a klisha malachta le'isser. A klisha malachta le'heter, you are allowed to move, even mechav letzel, but a klisha malachta le'isser, you're not allowed to do. That is the halacha l'maisa. That's a more makel opinion of the Tanakama than Rabba / Abaya said. And then along comes with Nehemiah, is a more machmir than the Tanakama. But also with Nehemiah, Lemaimar, Rav Nehemiah comes to tell us, Vafilu davish malachta le'heter. Rav Nehemiah holds, even a davish malachta le'heter is only allowed to be moved l'tzorach guf, l'tzorach makomo. In, that you can move it, even according to Rav Nehemiah. However, Mecham Letzel lo, but Rav Nehemiah holds that you can never move any utensil, even a klisha malachta le'heter, from the Cham Letzel for its own benefit. You're not allowed to move it, you're only allowed to use it when you get benefit from it, such as you need to cut with it, or you need to, a klisha malachta le'isser, you need to, let's say, smash the walnuts with it, or it's sitting on the chair and you need to move it so you can go and sit on the chair. That is the Machlokes, Abaye / Rabba and Rava. Mark continues and says, one time, Yosef Rav Safra, the Rav Acha Bar Huna, Rav Huna Bar Chanina, these three great Amoraim were all sitting down learning. The Yosef Ko Amre, and they were sitting together learning, and they said, according to Rabba or Rabbi, Le Rabba, Alibru de Nehemiah, the opinion of Rabba, the stricter opinion, according to Rav Nehemiah, so he's not allowed to move anything except Litzorech Gufo. You'd only be allowed to move this klisha malachta leheter, this hammer, let's say, that normally is used for nails, you're only allowed to move it to go smash the walnuts. That you're allowed to do. That is the opinion of Rabba / Abaye according to Rav Nehemiah. So therefore, Hani Ka'aros Hechi Natal Talinon. So after you eat your meal and you have the dirty plates, how are you allowed to move them off the table? That's Litzorach Makomo. You need the table so you can have dessert. You need the table so you can clear off the table and sit at the table and learn. So how are you allowed to move those plates that not Litzorach Gufo? So what are you going to answer that? That's what they were sitting and they asked this question. So I'm Rav Safra. Rav Safra answered and he said, Mide dahava agraf shori'i. This is the equivalent. These dirty plates are like this chamber pot, this container that has waste in it. And that you're allowed to move because that's called muhtza machmas mius. It's disgusting. And well, you're not allowed to move it if you don't need to, but if it's bothering you, it's sitting there on the table, it's disgusting, so therefore you're allowed to move it. So even Rav Nehemiah holds with this concept of muhtza machmas mius, that something that is so disgusting, well, it's muhtza, is allowed to be moved. Similarly, Amalei Abaye Rabba, Abaye himself said to Rabba, Lamar, according to the master, again, here, notice the language that he calls Rabba, he calls him Mar, that's why I said before, it would be unlikely that Rabba would just speak to Rabba as like a friend, as a colleague, as a chover. He would speak to him in this respectful tone. So, Abaye, when he speaks to Rabba, he says to him, Lamar, according to the Rebbe, Aliba, the Rebbe Nehemiah, according to the very strict opinion of Rabbi Nehemiah, again, same exact question that we just asked a moment ago, we're getting the same exact teretz, Hani Karos Hechim Etat Linalo, according to your opinion of Rabbi Nehemiah, that you're only allowed to move something that's Letzorach Gufo, so how are you allowed to move the dirty plates? So Amalei, so Rabbi would respond to Abaye in this fashion, Rav Safra Chavrin Tagame. We've already heard the answer to this from Rav Safra, who said, Midei Dehavi Agrav Shobi. We're talking here that it's analogous to a person who is moving a dirty diaper, something that's disgusting, so that you're allowed to move because it's disgusting. Abaye asks Rava the following shala, Medocha. Again, we've had this previously as well. You have this mortar in which you're chopping up normally garlic in it. That's the normal usage of this mortar. So Medocha, so if it has the shum inside of it, then you're allowed to move this bowl because you're moving it because of the shum. But Imlav, if there's no shum inside of it, there's no garlic inside of it, Emetalinosa, you're not allowed to move it. So, according to Rabba, there's no problem. Rabba says that this is talking about Litzorach Makomo, and you're not allowed to move it, Litzorach Makomo. So Rabba, who's the Machmir over here, he fits in accord with this Braisa. But what do you, Rabba, this Abaye asking to Rabba, you say you're allowed to move it, Litzorach Makomo, how come you're not allowed to move it? So Rabba says, Hochel Mayaskin, you know what we're talking about, Mecham Letzel. No, even I say that something which is normally a klisha malachto le'isser is only allowed to be moved, Litzorach Gufo, Litzorach Makomo. But here, it's the Tzorach itself. It's doing it for its own benefit, and you're not allowed to move it, according to my opinion. So therefore, it's Mecham Letzel. Again, same question, same answer. Eisvei, He again asks Rava the following, Bishabin, we had this all previously. Bisham and Basila both say, Shim Kitzev Olav Basar, that once you chop the meat on this eli, on this this chopping board, Sha'asa L'Tatlo, you're no longer allowed to move it. Now, if it's Litzorach Makomo, you should be allowed to move it. So how come Rava, you say you're not allowed to move it? So again, Hochanami Micham Otzel, you're not moving it for your need for it, you don't need the place, but you just don't want it to get ruined. It's sitting out in the sun, it's going to get discolored, it's going to get burnt, whatever's going to be with it, it's going to be no good. Oh, that you're not allowed to move. Mechama Letzel, you're not allowed to move it. Same teretz. Nadimor says, but we learned in a Mishnah, this Mishnah is in Beitza, it's dealing with Yontif. It's very important. It's in Beitza, it's dealing with Yontif. So here we're talking about a Yontif. Ein somchin es hakidero bibikas. You're not allowed to go and put a piece of wood, a bikas, to support a kidera. So you want the kidera to be on top of the fire, so you put this kidera on top of this bikas. So you're not allowed to do that. And likewise, v'chein bedelis. You're not allowed to go prop up a door in some sort of a way with this piece of wood. Now, this piece of wood on Yontiv, ha bikas, the biyontiv, dovish malachta leheter. This piece of wood on Yontiv is a dovish malachta leheter. It's allowed to be used. It's good firewood on Yontiv. So therefore, if it's a klish malachta leheter, so everybody said you're allowed to move it, letzorach gufo, if you need it. So bein l'rabba / abaye, bein l'rabba, you should be allowed to move it. So why does this b'risa say over here, ain't som chenes akhdeir bikas, you're not allowed to go? Does this mishnah say you're not allowed to go and move this bikas to use it in this way? Amo dovish malachta leheter, bein here you see that this doesn't go in accord with anybody. This doesn't fit with either Rabba / Abaye or Rava. So Gemara says, no. Hossa, my timer. You know why you're not allowed to move it there? Because it's a gzera from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Kivan de Bishabbos, Dovah Shemalach Tul Isser. On Shabbos, it's a Dovah Shemalach Tul Isser. So therefore, the rabbis made a gzera that you can't move it on Yom Tov because you may come to move it on Shabbos. Gzera Yom Tov all through Shabbos. And just like you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos, therefore the rabbi said, don't move it on Yom Tov because then if we let you move it on Yom Tov, you may come to move it on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do. I, the Chitemo, Shabbos, Gufei Tishrei, right? Why can't you move it on Shabbos? After all, but if it's even though it's something that normally is used as firewood, it's a dovish lata lisser, we did say letzorach gufo, letzorach makomo. Shari, you are allowed to move letzorach gufo, letzorach makomo. So how come you can't move it then? So Gemara says, Hani Mili, that's only when you said that something that's a kli shemalachto lisser is allowed to move letzorach gufo, letzorach makomo. Hecha de ikar toras kli alav, something that's a utensil, but a shtick wood, a piece of wood, a block of wood, a bikas, hecha de lekha toras kli alav, it doesn't have the status of a kli. So then you can't move it on Shabbos, letzorach gufo, letzorach makomo. It's not a kli shemalach toleser, it's a piece of wood, and a piece of wood is not a kli, and therefore you can't move it even letzorach gufo, letzorach makomo. So the answer that we're giving over here is that the rabbi said it's also via gzera, yontif atu Shabbos. If we let you use it on yontif, you may come to use it on Shabbos, therefore the rabbi's made a gzera. Now the Gemara says, really? Do we make such a gzera? I'll show you that we don't. Because we have another Mishnah in Beitza that says, Mishilin peros derech aruba biyontif. You're allowed to lower, you have fruit up on your roof, and it's looking like it's going to rain, and it's going to ruin the drying fruit up there. So you're allowed to go and lower them through the skylight into your house on yontif. Mishilin peros derech aruba biyontif. However, avalo b'Shabbos, but you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. Now, if we make a gzera, yontif, all through Shabbos, so then how come you're allowed to do this on yontif and you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos? We should say, you can't do this on yontif because you may come to do it on Shabbos. So you see over here, we don't make such a gzera, so why are you telling me that we do make such a gzera by the bikas? Someone says, umilo gazrina, and we don't make such a gzera? I'll show you that we do. But none, another Mishnah in Beitza. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yontif except for Ochel Nefesh. The only difference between Shabbos and Yontif is Ochel Nefesh. In other words, things that we might be allowed to do on Yontif, only Ochel Nefesh. But anything else, we don't make distinctions between Yontif and Shabbos. So, in fact, we do make Gezeiros. So, again, we're stuck over here. So, Omer of Yosef, Lo Kasha. There's no problem. One place we do make the Gezeira by the Bikas, and the other places we don't make the Gezeira. So, the Gemara says, Lo Kasha. Let us suggest, Har Rabbi Eliezer, Har Rabbi Yeshua. This is a machlokas we had between Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua. We had this already a number of times. And this deals with an animal on Yontif, also the Espino, the mother and the baby. You're not allowed to shech both of them on the same day. And both of them fell into a pit on Yontif. Now, you're not allowed to be metaltal an animal on Yontif except to go and shecht it. So you're allowed to shecht on Yontif, but you're not allowed to shecht both of these two animals. So what do? They're both down in the bottom of the pit. So we had this famous machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua, the Tanya. Also, the Espinoshin of Lubor, you have the mother and the animal and the baby that fell into the pit. Now, you only can shecht one of them. So what do you do? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ma'aleh Rishon, pick wood one of them, and go bring it up, and have in mind that that's the one you're going to shecht. Amanas l'shochto v'shochto, and go shecht it. So that one's no problem, you can bring that one out. The other one is behind, you're not allowed to shecht it, because you just shechted the mother, let's say, that you brought out first. So therefore, the other one, Basheni, Oselo Parnosi b'mkomi, you're not allowed to move it, because you can't shecht it, so therefore it's mukta, and therefore you give it food, parnasa bimukomo, bishul shalayomas. We don't want the animal to die, so you're allowed to feed it down there in the pit, but you're not allowed to bring it up. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. So this suggests that for financial loss, you're not allowed to go and do something. So let us suggest that this is the opinion that says you wouldn't be allowed to go and lower the fruits down through the skylight on Yontif or Shabbos. This is the opinion that says that we do make gezeira from Yontif to Shabbos. However, Yeshua comes along and says, Omer, Malas, Arisho, you're allowed to bring up the first one, and then change your mind. Bring up the first one, Amanas L'shochto. And then you say, Veino Shechta, no, I don't need so much meat. I don't need the mother to shecht, I'll shecht the baby. And therefore, Umarim, you do this harama, you do this trick, Umalas Hasheni, you bring up the second one. Now you have both of them up. You can pick whichever one you want to shecht. You do have to shecht one of them. And in this situation, you see for financial loss, you're allowed to do something on Yontif that you wouldn't be allowed to do on Shabbos. So therefore, you see that Rabbi Yoshua over here is of the opinion that we allow you to do something on Yontif to prevent the financial loss. So therefore, he would be the one that say you could be mashil in the peros. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you can't. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua is the opinion that says you can lower through the skylight, and Rabbi Eliezer would say you can't. Therefore, we see one is gazrina, one is not gazrina. One says, no, who says? Mimai. You can't make this comparison. We could say that the case of the Oso V'Yespino is different. Why? Dilma, I can't look on my real as awesome. The only reason why real as said in that situation that you can't bring up both of them is not because of financial loss, because there is no financial loss. El of the F Shul of Finasa. You bring up one and you shecht that one, and the other one, you won't have a financial loss. You'll go take care of it down inside the pit. So you won't have a financial loss. But maybe, I will hech the low F Shul of Finasa, in a situation like with the fruit on the top of the roof, if the rain goes on it, it's going to be ruined. And there's no other way other than to lower it down. So then, lo, maybe Rabbi Eliezer would agree that when there's a financial loss, you'd be allowed to do this, and we're not gazrina. Alternatively, you can say Rabbi Yeshua also, inami, ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yeshua hazam. The only reason why Rabbi Yeshua, in the situation with the Oso Vizmano, said that you're allowed to do both of them, because you have this haroma, the Efshu haroma, because you have a legitimate legal loophole here to say, if I wanted to shecht this one, I'm allowed to. Oh, I changed my mind. So that's a legal loophole. That's a haroma that's allowed. I will hecha the low F shor by Rama, but there's no harama over here by the fruits. So therefore, there is no hector. Lo, maybe Rabbi Yeshua would actually say, in the case of the fruits, you're not allowed to go down. So therefore, we can't say that this machlokis over here by the bikas versus the mashilin, that is the machlokis between Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Yeshua. So we're stuck. We still seem to have this contradiction. Why in the bikas do we say you're not allowed to? In the case of mashilin, we say you're allowed to. Are we gozer or are we not gozer? Selim or Rapapa, Rapapa says Lokasha. There's another teretz. There's a machlokis, a different machlokis. Not Rabbi Yeshua, Lezer, Habe Shammai, Habe Hillel. The Mishnah, which says that you're not allowed to do something with the Bikas because of Yontif to Shabbos, that's the opinion of Beis Shammai. And that which we said, Meishilin, that is the opinion of Beis Hillel. What is that? Ditnan. Because we learned in another Mishnah in Beitza that there the machlokis is as follows. Ditnan. Beis Shammai Amrim, we turn to Yom Beis. Beis Shammai's opinion is, Ein Motzi, in Esa Kotem, Vyesa Lulav, Vyesa Sefer Torah. You're not allowed to go take a child out on Yontif, a Lulav out on Yontif, or a Sefer Torah out on Yontif from Rosh Hashayochit into Rosh Hashanah. Meisil is matir. Meisil says you're allowed to. Now these things aren't ochel nefesh, but since you have the heter of ochel nefesh, so Meisil's opinion is mitoch shu'ut litzorech hutrinami shelo litzorech. It means that it's allowed, even if it's not litzorech ochel nefesh, as long as it's litzorech yontif. Meisil says you're allowed to, and Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to. And therefore, Beis Shammai is of the opinion that unless it's pure ochel nefesh, you're not allowed to do it. So they're the ones that saying, no, this is not ochel nefesh. Therefore, you're not allowed to be mashil in the peros. And Beis Hillel says, no, you're allowed to. Since you're allowed to go and do this for ochel nefesh, you'd be allowed to do this as long as it's tzarech for yontif a little bit. So Gemara says, no, maybe not. Ema de Shammai lo Beis Shammai. When does Beis Shammai say that's hotzah? That's carrying from a rishus hayochid into rishus harabim. But tiltul mishamaslo, who says that they also are so strict even with tiltul? Hotzah is a nisa deraisa. Tiltul, that's only a din muktzah, that's only a din derabanan. Shmuel says, no, that's not a good teretz. But tiltul gufi, la mishamotzahu. What is the whole purpose of the isra of muktzah? That you shouldn't come to carry things from rishus hayochid into rishus harabim, or move them daladamas to rishus harabim. If they're muktzah, you won't come to carry it. So therefore, this in fact is a valid answer over here for Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. So that could be the way you reconcile this. One is the opinion of Beis Hillel, one is the opinion of Beis Shammai. Gemara says, the Af Rav, Sovel Lo Lahod, the Rav, who's a much earlier Amora, the first generation of Roim, as opposed to Abai Rava, like the third generation of Amorayim. So Rav also holds like this opinion of Rava, which, as I said, is the Halacha L'maisa. Where do we see this? The Omer Rav. Rav said, Mar. He's talking here about not a person. Mar means a hoe. Rashi always uses this foreign language word, a fusher, which means some like of a shovel, of a hoe. Shelo yigonev. You're not allowed to go and move a hoe, so it shouldn't get stolen. Even though it's a cliche of lachta le'iser, but you're allowed to use it sorach gufo makomo, but you're not allowed to move it mechamo letzel. This would be to prevent it from getting stolen. It's like moving it from the shade, from the sun into the shade. Zet tiltu shelo letzorach v'yasu, because this isn't benefiting you, it's benefiting the hoe, and since it's a cliche of lachta le'iser, you're not allowed to dig on yontif, so therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to go and move this over here in order that it should not get stolen. In other words, taimo shelo yeganev. The only reason you're not allowed to move it because it's like mechamo letzel. Implying, but if you needed it for its purpose, you needed this hoe to go and use it to open up a walnut, let's say, or if the hoe was on your chair and you need to sit in this chair, you would be allowed to move it. Rav, who's the author of this statement, is exactly like the opinion of Rav that we had previously. Mor says, really? Ini, is this so? Well, Rav Kahana, Iklubi Rav, Rav Kahana once went to Rav's house, and Ba'amar, Rav said to the people in his house, to his servants, Aisule shusa lekada. Go and bring a shusa. What is a shusa? So Rashi tells us, a shusa is a metsuda, some sort of a trap. Rabbeinu Chananel says it's some sort of a board. In any event, this is something that normally would not be used for sitting, but now is going to be used for sitting. So Rav tells him, bring me this shusa for kahana, for my friend, my Talmud kahana. He doesn't call him Rav kahana. He's a Talmud chaver of Rav, so he calls him kahana. Leisivla, in order that he should sit on it. Now, why did he have to say that he should sit on it? What was the additional chiddush over here that Rav is telling everybody? Lav l'meimer, the fact that he said to use it specifically as a seat, doesn't that come to tell us that it's dovish of lachto le'iser, that this is something that normally is le'iser, because this shusa is either a building board or a trapping board, whatever it actually is, so it's normally a kli shemalachto le'iser. And therefore, letzorach gufo in letzorach makomo lo. You're only allowed to use it letzorach gufo, but not letzorach makomo. Exactly like Rabba had said, not like Rava had said. So that's the kasha over here. Rav seems to be holding like Rabba / Abaye, and not like Rava. Shmuel says, no, you're making a mistake. Hachi amalu, this is what he told, in fact, his servants. Shekulu shusa, take away this shusa, because I need the place. Mikame kahana. So Rav Kahana can sit down on something else, not on this shusa. Take this away so he can sit down. Therefore, as Rashi says, v'tzorach makoma hu dahava. He's allowed to move this v'tzorach makom, and therefore, that's exactly what the opinion of Rava is, not the opinion of Rabba / Abaye. Alternatively, you boy say, ma, hasam mechamu letzel haba. Alternatively, you could say that he was telling them over here, move it. They might have thought mechamu letzel, they're trying to protect the shusa. So that's why Rav said, no, you're moving the shusa over here for the purposes of it being for Rav Kahana to go sit down on it, and not mechamu letzel, not for the purpose of mechamu letzel. Gemara has another story of Mari by Rachel. Rav Mari, who was the son of Rachel, again, we mentioned this many times. Rachel's husband was not a person of stature, and therefore he's mentioned as the son of Rachel and not his father. This is the daughter of Shmuel, and she was raped or accosted by Isser Giyur, who then ultimately converted and became her husband, but therefore we don't like to mention his name, and therefore it's known as Rav Mari bar Rachel. In any event, Havalei Hayi Beisad Yivosa B'Shimsha. He had some, Rashi explains over here, this Beisad Yivosa, are in fact korim shalavad. They're like felt pillows, and they're known as felt, and they were sitting in the sun. Now, also the Kamei the Rav, he went to Rav and said, Amalei ma'ul teltulinu, am I allowed to go and move them? They're getting ruined over here in the sun. So Amalei shari. So Rav told him, yes, you're allowed to go and do this. This is Lishitaso, who says that a kli shalach teleheter is allowed to be moved, not only the sarach gufa makomo, but it's allowed to even be moved mechamu letzel. So Rav Mari said, listen, Islay Achrina, I really don't need this one, so I'm not really getting any benefit from it. Am I still allowed to move it? So Rava told him, yeah, Chazul Yorchim, because you could use it for guests. So right now you don't need it, but maybe you'll have guests coming, so therefore you're allowed to move it. So he said, listen, Islay Nami Liorchim, I actually have enough pillows that even if guests come, I don't really need this pillow. So basically, Rava said, then you've shown that you hold like Rabba on the lay. Galis Adaitoch Dikhal Rabba Sirulach, you clearly paskin and hold like Rabba. So according to you, it's in fact also. What can I do for you? If you're holding like that shita, I can't matri for you. So l'kuli amma, for everybody else who holds like me, which is the halacha l'maisa, shari. However, l'didach, if you're holding like Rabbah, so then you've accepted upon yourself his opinion. So then for you, technically, it's awesome, because even though it's a klisha malachta l'heter, Rabbah's opinion is that you're not allowed to move it. You're not allowed to do it in this situation. So you, unfortunately, can't take advantage of the halacha l'maisa that I hold, because you hold like the more machmer opinion. Again, another story. Amar Biyab, Amar Chia Barashi, Amar Rav, Machbado Shel Milsa Mutar L'Tatlu M'Shabbos. You're allowed to go and move these materials, these brooms that are made out of cloths. They're made out of some sort of shmata, and they sweep up with these shmatas. However, Avo Shel Tamilo, but not if they're made out of palm fronds, that you're not allowed to move such material. They're muktza, because you wouldn't be allowed to use them in the house, because it would be mashva gumos, it would smooth out the ground, and therefore, they're muktza. Relezer Omer, no, Av Shel Tamra, you're even allowed to move the ones that are made of the palm fronds. They're not muktza. So what exactly are we talking about here? What is this machlokis? B'mayaskina. Ilemu L'tzorach Gufo L'tzorach Mekomo. If we're talking about that you need the broom to use it for tzorach gufo, you have to sweep something up, or it's on the place where you need to sit, or you need to use it. So then, why would anybody say you're not allowed to? Baha, lema Rav Shel Tamra lo. Why would Rav say that even the Tamra is not allowed to be used? If you're using it for an acceptable usage, or you need its place, so then Rav would say that everybody holds in that situation l'tzorach gufo l'tzorach mekomo, even though it's a klisha malachta l'isser, you'd still be allowed to use it. Baha Rav, ki Rava sirule, because Rav holds like Rava, that the halacha is l'tzorach gufo mekomo, you're allowed to move it. It's only el mecham l'tzel, you're not allowed to move it. So therefore, it must be talking about el mecham l'tzel. Oh, you're doing it not for any benefit of tzorach gufo mekomo, but you're using it for the protection of this kli. So then, baha, lema Rabbi Elazar, Av Shel Tamra, would Rabbi Elazar say you're allowed to move something, mecham l'tzel, kli shem alach t'lisser? There was no shita, even the most meko shita, which is Rava shita, doesn't allow that. So we got a problem over here. Shmuel says, li'ola mecham l'tzel. We are actually talking about mecham l'tzel. And we misunderstood what Rabbi Elazar said. Rabbi Elazar didn't say Av Shel Tamra. He said, I also agree that Tamra is asur. Ema v'chein amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar also said that you can't move it mecham l'tzel over here because it is a klisha malachta l'isser. Since it's a klisha malachta l'isser, you're only allowed to move it l'tzorach gufo mekomo. Here you're moving it mecham l'tzel, you're not allowed to. Okay? Next Mishnah. Kol ha'kelim ani tolem b'Shabbos. All the kelim, you're allowed to move them on Shabbos. This is true. Shivrehem nitolen imon. Even if they break, you're allowed to move them with the original kli. Just like you can move the original kli, you're allowed to move the broken keli. More will explain exactly what we're talking about. But there's one point that the Mishnah makes. Ubavaj, you also may melacha. It still has to be somewhat of a kli, because on Shabbos you can't use it as firewood. So it would be muktzah, it would be no lot, according to everybody, if you can't use it at all. So the Tanna Kamma holds that as long as it's still usable in some way, may ain melacha, for some sort of melacha, it will be fine. Likewise, shivri areva, if you have a trough that broke, so it's still able to be used for what purpose? So shivri arevos l'chasas v'hem es piachavis. You could use it still as a bottle cap to cover up some sort of a chavis, of a barrel. And shivri schuchis, if it was glass, you could still use it l'chasas v'hem es piapach. You could also use it in some way to cover up a jug of some sort. So therefore, while they're not usable for their original purpose, but they're still usable, so therefore the Tanna Kamma holds that these are still considered kalim, and therefore they were not muktzah. Now, Yehuda disagrees. Yehuda Omer, Bilvach, you also may aim melachta. This fact that it's able to be used for some other purpose doesn't help us. It has to be able to be still used for its original purpose. For example, Shivri Areva, if the pieces of the trough are able to be used, Lotzok Lesocha Mikveh, they can still be used to have some sort of a dish put inside of them. So then they're functioning like they're originally, they were a trough for putting something inside of them, and now they're still being used to put something inside of them. And likewise, Vesho Zuchuchis originally had, let's say, some liquid or beverage or oil inside of it, and now, Lotzuk L'Socha Shemen, it can still have oil put inside of it. So, according to Rav Yehuda, it's not adequate that it still can be used for any purpose. It has to be used Ke'en Melachto or Rishona. It has to be able to be used in a similar fashion like it was originally used. And if that's the case, then it's not Muktza. But if it's not, then it can't be used for the original purpose. Then it is, in fact, Muktza, even though it can be used for some other purpose. Review that says that's not enough. But the Tanna Kamma says as long as it's still clean for some purpose, it's enough. Mari says, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Review that says the name of Shmuel. Machlokes Shenishbu Me'erev Shabbos. This machlokes between the Tanna Kamma and Rav Yehuda is talking about we're broke on Erev Shabbos. The Mar Sovar, Rav Yehuda, who's the more machbir opinion, holds, and he says, Me'ein melachton in, me'ein melacha cheres lo. Only if it can be used for its original melacha, so then it's still allowed to be used. But if it's not able to be used for its original melacha, it's not allowed to be used. Why? Because in this situation, it's doing something totally new. It's no lad, and therefore it's no good. It's muktzah. But if it's still usable for the original purpose, so then it is fine, based upon it's still usable as its original purpose. It was clean at the start of Shabbos, it's the clean now. Well, Marisov, but the Tanakh says no. It doesn't have to be the original purpose. It can be used for any purpose whatsoever. It's not muktzah, it's a kli. However, that's when it broke on Erev Shabbos. But if it broke Avonishmu b'Shabbos, if it broke on Shabbos, then not only the Tanakhama, but even Rabbi Yehuda would say, Divrei HaKol Mutarim. Why? It was Muchon at the start of Shabbos, Hol Muchonim Agabi Yavin Mutar. Since it was permissible at the start of Shabbos for any usage, so therefore, even if you now have it on Shabbos for a different purpose, it still is Mutar. That's the first way we understand our machlokis, but the Gemara rejects this. The Gemara says, most of Rav Zutroy says, no, the following brisa shows that that's not right. Because the following brisa says, Mesikim Bekelin, you're allowed to go and take a perfectly good utensil and throw it into the fire on Shabbos. You have a chair, a wooden chair. If you want, you can throw it in the fire on Yontif. I'm not talking about Shabbos, I'm sorry, on Yontif. Mesikim Bekelin, they Mesikim Mishim Bekelin. But you're not allowed to use it. The chair broke and the wood was now pieces of wood. Before it was a chair, now it's just broken pieces of wood. You're not allowed to throw that into the fire on Yontif. Now, why not? Dinishbu Amos, when did it break? So the Gemara says, the Braisa continues, Ilemo Dinishbu Meir of Yontif, if it broke before Yontif, so then Eitzim Biyamu, then Ninhu. Why aren't these perfectly good pieces of firewood? They broke before Yontif, so they're firewood before Yontif. You're allowed to use firewood on Yontif, they should be perfectly mutter. So obviously, you can't be talking about when they broke before Yontif. El Alav, what must have happened over here beyond Yontif? We're talking about where it broke on Yontif. And it says, Uktani Mesikim Bekelim, you can only throw the intact chair into the fire, they Mesikim Bekelim, but you're not allowed to throw the broken chair into the fire on Yontif. So here, there's no Tana that says you're allowed to throw the broken things in if they broke on Yontif, so who does our Brisa go like? So therefore, Gemara says, Eli Itmar, Hochi Itmar. So if we have a steer over here, you can't learn it the way we originally did, but learn it the following way. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Yehuda said name of Shmuel, Machlokis, Shinishmu B'Shabbos. The Machlokis between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah is only if it broke on Shabbos. The Mar Sovar, the Tanakhama holds, Muchanhu, it is considered Muchan, because it's still able to be used for something like it was before Shabbos was able to be used for something. Now it's still able to be used for something, even though it's not the same thing. But Yehuda says, no, since it can't be used for the original malacha, it's considered a brand new thing, it's nolad, and nolad on Yontif is not allowed. Avu me'erev Shabbos, when it broke on Erev Shabbos, the Rekom Mutarim, everybody agreed that it's perfectly good. Why? Because it was firewood before Yontif started. And therefore, that's the way you have to understand our Mishnah. Tani Chada, we learned in one brisa, Masikim Bekelim, Bein Masikim Shiva Kelim. The first brisa, we're going to have three brises over here, they all seem to be mutually contradictory. We'll say they're the three opinions, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Nechemia. That will be our answer. So the first brisa starts off and says, Masikim Bekelim, Bein Masikim Shiva Kelim. Rashi explains that we're talking here that you're allowed to use the keli while it's an intact chair. You can throw that into the fire, but when it's broken, the ain misikim b'shivrei kelim. If it broke on Yontif, you wouldn't be allowed to throw it into the fire. This would be the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, as we'll see in a moment, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is a concept of nolad, of muktzah, but the utensil is a utensil. You're allowed to do with the utensil whatever you want. So this would be the opinion of Yehuda. The Tani Yidach, another brisa says, kishem shemasikim b'kelim, kach masikim b'shivrei kelim. The other brisa says that just like you can throw in the utensil, you can throw in the chair, you can also throw in the broken chair. This opinion holds that there is no concept of muktzah. There is no concept over here of nolad, and therefore this will be the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. And finally, the third brisa of Tani Yidach, emasikim l'bekelim l'b'shivrei kelim. You're not allowed to use the chair to throw it into the fire as firewood, and certainly you can't use a shivrei kelim. Why? This is the opinion of Nechemia, who says that you're only allowed to use a kli on Yontif or on Shabbos for the intention that it's purposed for. And therefore, you can't use it for firewood because it's a chair. And you certainly can't use the broken ones because that's nolad, that's muktzah. So we have these three brises. It seems to be three different opinions. They seem to be a contradiction to each other. So Gemara answers already what I've told us. No, they're not in contradiction to each other. They're three different opinions. Har Rav Yehuda, Har Rav Shimon, Har Rav Nechemia. Again, the first one was Rav Yehuda. As Rashi explains, he holds for muktzah. That's why the shiver kalim is muktzah. It's nolad. But the kalim, that's perfectly good. The second one that says there is no concept of muktzah, that's both of them are allowed to be thrown in, the intact chair or the broken chair. And the last one is Rabbi Nechemia says even the intact chair is not allowed to use anything other than a chair. Other than that, you're not allowed to use it. Mark continues and says, I'm Rabbi Nachman. Ha livnei, these bricks, the ishtayur mibinyana, that are left over after you build something. You built a house and they're left over bricks. So these bricks aren't muktz anymore. Shari l'taltalino, you're allowed to move them because the chazu l'mizga alayu. Because if you wish to, you go sit on these bricks because they're not going to be used for building anymore. You finish the building. These are extra leftover bricks and they're just basically chairs and therefore they're not muktz. However, Sharginu, if you arrange them in a certain way, so you're showing that you're demonstrating, Rashi says, that you want to use them for the next building, Letzorach Binyan Acher, Rashi says, Vadei Yaktzinu, you definitely have designated this for further building, so therefore, you're not allowed to move them, because they're Muktzah. Vadei Yaktzinu. Mark continues, says, Amar Benachum, Amar Shmuel, Benachum, Zenei Meshuel, Cheres Ketanor, Mutu Letaltel B'chotzer, if you find a small broken piece of pottery, you're allowed to go and move it in the chotzer. Rashi explains the shchichi bakelim because there are lots of other utensils in a chotzer in a courtyard. Shacheres says that royal lechitzui, and this broken piece of pottery that you have, this shard, could be used as a cover for one of those other utensils. The Torah is clear, love. Therefore, it retains the status of being a kli. If it's not muktzah, you're allowed to move it within that yard. However, the first opinion is Rav Nachman of Meshul says abo b'karmelis lo. You're not allowed to move it in the karmelis. Rashi explains you're not allowed to move it afilu dalad amos. It's not that it's a problem of carrying over here. It's a problem of muktzah. So even within dalad amos, you're not over carrying in the karmelis midrabanan, but you're not allowed to move it. Period. Why? The lo shchichei beimani, because you don't find many utensils in a karmelis. Lo chazi l'kisu, and therefore it's not going to be able to be used as the covering because there's unlikely that you'll find the utensil over there. Rav Nachman di Deomar, that's the opinion of Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, but his own personal opinion is afilu b'karmelis, you would be allowed to go and move it in the karmelis. Rashi explains, ho v'lav rishus harabim hu, since it's not a rishus harabim, so shchichi the ozli v'yosli hosim. So people do sit in the karmelis, and they had brought out stuff there before Shabbos, and v'chazi l'chazos barok, and maybe it's going to be disgusting over there, that people are going to have spittle over there because they're sitting out there, and therefore you'd want to cover it up. So therefore it's roy. It's capable of being something to cover up the rok, and therefore you can move it in the karmelis. You can't carry it down. Almost, again, we're not talking about carrying, we're talking about muktzah. And finally, we have the opinion of Rava, the most makel opinion of Rava Mar, afilu b'shus harabim. He says, even if you have this shard of pottery in the b'shus harabim, again, you're not allowed to carry it. The Dalet Amos, that's inviolate. That you're not allowed to do. But you can move it to cover up spittle or something like that. Why? Because the Rava Taimei, Rava holds like his shita that we're now going to say, and that is the Rava Havakazo Beritka. That's the gears that we have. Others say it should be Beristika. Rashi explains that this Ristika means Shem Rishus HaRabim. This was the thoroughfare, the main highway going through Mechuzah. So this Ristika or Ristika of Mechuzah, so Rava once was walking there, Isvasai Misani Tina, and his shoe got muddy. Rashi says, Nislach Leik Min Olo Betit. There was tit, mud, that got on his shoe. So what is he going to do? It's not proper. We learned that Talmud Chacham shouldn't walk around with grease or mud on his clothing. So also Shami, so Rava's servant came along, picked up Shokal Chaspa, took up a shorter pottery that he found over there, and V'kol Mechaperle, and Rashi says, Mekancho, he cleaned off his shoes, so he shouldn't have dirty shoes. So Rava Bei Rabban Akola, the rabbis who were with Rava, Rava didn't walk alone, he had his Talmidim with him, they all yelled at this servant, stop, you're not allowed to do that, Muktzah, Muktzah, Muktzah. So Amar Rava, so Rava tells them, it's bad enough that you don't know how to learn. But Migmar Nami Migre, you're also paskening. You're telling this servant over here that he's not allowed to do what he's doing. He's right and you're wrong. If this shard of pottery over here was in a chotzer, so everybody agrees you'd be allowed to moving it because it could be used as a cover for a utensil. It's the kli. Wouldn't it be eligible, wouldn't it be able to be used as a covering for a pot of some sort, and therefore it's not muktzah, it's a kli. So hokanami, so here too, even though there's no pot over here that I'm using it for, but I need it. Chazul didi. It's a useful type of an implement for me. And therefore, he's allowed to scrape off the mud. Again, he's not going to carry Dalet Amos. Again, we're not talking here about carrying. We're talking about muktzah. Can you even move it within the Dalet Amos? And Rava said, this is perfectly, exactly the same case as using the shard of pottery as a bottle cap, as a cover in a chotzer. That's allowed. So to Ovir, he can scrape the mud off my shoes in the Rishus HaRabim because it's not muktzah. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Megufas Chavis Shenichsesah, and the Bach adds over here, he Ushvarel Mutter, the kli itself, this original cover over here, this Megufas Chavis is the cover to this barrel, and if it broke, Shenichsesah, then it broke, so you can use the shards over here of this cover, they're allowed to be moved on Shabbos. Mutter L'Teltelah B'Shabbos, perfectly okay to move this on Shabbos, because they still could be used as utensils. However, below Yispos Mimeno Shever, you're not allowed to go and straighten out the sharp parts. You're not allowed to smooth out the sharp parts. Rashi explains over here, yitakin lahatir belito sava v'uktsav. You're not allowed to go and make it smooth so you don't cut yourself on the broken pieces on Shabbos. Do'avid kli, because then you're making it into a kli v'avi maki kapatish. This is masaki mona, this is maki kapatish, you're finishing it off. So it's broken, but you can't take the jagged edges and smooth them out. That's lo yispos imenu shever. The reason why you're allowed to do this over here is because it could be used to cover up a cleat, but you just can't smooth it out to make it nice and smooth. Likewise, you're allowed to be moving it, but you're not allowed to smooth it out to use it as a perfectly good cover or to support a bed. But if you threw it into the garbage, so then you demonstrated it's not a cleat, also, then you wouldn't be allowed to use it because it's now muktzah because you threw it into a garbage. Moore says, wait a second. Maskifla Rapapa, Rapapa says, Elamiata, if you threw a real kli into the garbage, that means it's ice kli. Zarkle leglime, if you throw your garment into the garbage, Hochanami the Usur, it now becomes muktzah because you threw it into the garbage. Why does the fact that it's in the garbage make it lose its status as a kli? So to over here, why should this shattered pottery, when it's thrown into the garbage, lose its status of being a kli? So Elamiata Rapapa, Rapapa says, this is how you have to learn this braisa. Im zorka mibod yom liashba, if you threw it in on Erev Yontif, so it broke. So he says, I don't need this. This is a piece of garbage. I'm not going to use this as a cover for a piece of pottery, a different piece of pottery. It's garbage. It's a broken piece of pottery. I'm going to throw it away. And therefore, he demonstrated that it's not a kli before Yontif, before Shabbos. Therefore, it's not a kli on Yontif and Shabbos. That's what it means if you threw it into the ashba. But if it's a real kli and it's thrown in the ashba, so then it doesn't lose its status just because it's in the garbage. Similarly, Amabar Hamduri, Bar Abdumi is the name of a person, the son of Hamduri. He said to Shmuel, Kerumios shel machatzeles, if you had little pieces of a mat that came off the mat, mutar l'tatlum Shabbos, these little pieces of the mat are still allowed to go and be moved on Shabbos. Rashi says, shenifidu m'machatzeles shishana. They came off a mat that was an old mat. There was already a mat that was made, so these pieces are also usable, and therefore they're not muktzah. My time, what's the reason that they're not muktzah? So Amar Rava, Rava says, I myself heard Bar Hamduri Asbar Li. I heard this explanation from Bar Hamdura myself. And he said, Machatzel is gufal maichazya. What is the purpose of a mat? What does the mat do? L'chasuya biafra. You cover it up. You use a mat so it should cover up the dirt on the floor. So you shouldn't step in the dirt. So hanami chazin l'chasuya butinofes. So these pieces of the mat that came off, they also can be used to cover up something. So this is me'ein melachtin. This would be good according to everybody. It's still being able to use as a kli to cover up something. The schmutz over here, the dirt that's on the ground, the tinofes. So therefore, you're allowed to go and use this. This isn't going to be muktzah. Finally, Amar Zera, Amar Rav, Shiori Prosmios, also Tatlum Shabbos. If you have leftover pieces of a garment, Rashi says Shiori Prosmios are Talisos. Again, it doesn't mean a talis like we have, it means a garment. But these you're not allowed to move on Shabbos. Why is that? Why did Rav Zera Amar Rav say you can't move these remnants, these pieces of the talis, the Shiori talis, why can't you move them on Shabbos? So Amar Abai, Abai said, Bimatlonish, Shein Bo Shalosh Shalosh, these are very small pieces. Shalosh shalosh is feminine, so it can't be tvachim, which would be a masculine word. We would have said shalosh shalosh shalosh. Said shalosh shalosh to tell us that it's bows, and etzba is like 3/4 of an inch, something like that, maybe up to an inch. So therefore, these are very, very small little pieces of garment that are left over the shiorim that came off this talis. So therefore, they're so small, they're not usable. The lochazion lo laniv lo lashim. They're certainly not usable for rich people. But even for poor people, even a poor person would throw this away, it's garbage, and therefore it's not considered a kli, a garment for anybody, and therefore it is muktzah. With that, we conclude today's shir.